Still no farm bill from Washington, but House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma said this week, we're getting closer. The recent negotiations has been on whether to give producers a choice of a revenue-based or a price-based support, as the House Agriculture Bill says, or give producers both types of coverage, as the Senate bill does. The House bill has a choice of a price loss coverage, or a PLC, which pays when the market falls below a reference price. The revenue loss coverage, which is the RLC program, pays farmers when revenue falls below 75% and 85% of a five-year average. The Senate bill offers both a price-based adverse market payment, or an AMP program, and an agricultural risk coverage, or an ARC program, which pays when the revenue falls below 78% and 88% of the five-year average. All of that has to be made into one, putting together of the farm bill from the House and the Senate. Lucas said the committee was trying to have an all-inclusive safety net, and House Speaker said he wanted to keep the budget conference separate from the savings that the farm bill might generate. Some wanted the savings to replace the sequester cuts, which are now about 5% and expected to go to 7.2% next year. Representative Lucas said he would not predict that a deal will be done by Thanksgiving. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.